Welcome to Locked On Cardinals. I'm your host, Alex Clancy. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. Very exciting week coming up for the Arizona Cardinals. I'm going to explain why. This is a game the Cardinals can win. I'm going to explain why. And this is a game the Cardinals can take five steps backwards if some things don't go to plan. I'm going to explain why. Game time decision so far for David Johnson, whether he's going to play or not with the tightened up back. I talked about Chase Edmonds more than I've ever talked about Chase Edmonds in a podcast. I'm going to revisit that from what I talked about a couple days ago. Sorry about not having a crossover episode with Aaron Freeman of Locked On Falcons. Scheduling just didn't work out. Hopefully we'll be able to get in talk with him later on down the road. But there are things that need to be discussed regarding what the Cardinals need to do in an effort to not only save face against one of the most potent offenses in the NFL, but also potentially win a game where most people, most survivor pools, I think the hot team to take this week is the Atlanta Falcons going cross-country to play an afternoon game at State Farm Stadium. And I'm not sure that's necessarily fair for the Cardinals. Even though on paper it looks like that should be true, with a rookie quarterback, an ailing running back, an ailing number two wide receiver in Christian Kirk, not much tight end play, porous offensive line, and a defense that really hasn't shown that it really is cohesive by any stretch of the imagination up to this point. So there are very... There's a very long list of things the Arizona Cardinals have stacked against them going into Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons, but that does not mean by any stretch that they're going to be outmatched. Roster-wise, maybe, especially for the wide receiving core of the Atlanta Falcons, you know, lining that up with the depleted secondary, very young secondary with the Thompson boys and at safety, Byron Murphy, second-round pick, as lead corner at this point, with Tremaine Brock, Robert Alford hurt, and Patrick Peterson not back yet. And the linebacking core that really hasn't shown a whole lot outside of Jordan Hicks being towards the top of the NFL in total tackles. So I don't know what's going to happen on Sunday. Usually have some sort of clear-cut idea of, okay, these are the strengths, these are the weaknesses. If you can kind of alleviate some stress from this position and strengthen your take and your stance on this part of the game plan, you can keep the game close. There is a chance that Matt Ryan could throw for 500 yards on Sunday. There is a chance that Devontae Freeman could have 250 all-purpose yards on Sunday. And there's also a chance that Matt Ryan could put up one of the duds that he puts up every year. He has two or three duds a year. And even though he's one of the top fantasy football quarterbacks of all every year, I remove myself from the Matt Ryan sweepstakes because of those duds. It doesn't matter if he gives you 40 fantasy points one week. He could give you three and lose you a game you need to win the next week. Consistency is something that Matt Ryan has had the majority of every season, 80%, 75-80%. And because they've played so poorly, his fantasy numbers have been very good this year. A lot of it in garbage time, like the Minnesota game. A lot of it in garbage time. When it comes to Sunday and this depleted secondary at Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, Mohamed Sanu, Calvin Ridley, Austin Hooper, Devontae Freeman, Ito Smith, it has the recipe for potential disaster for the Cardinals, but that doesn't mean that it's going to happen just because the numbers say it might. Vegas wouldn't be built on money lost from gamblers by things that are supposed to happen. The influx of parity every season, the infusion of it with the NFL, breeds hope. It breeds potential for something to happen that isn't supposed to happen. And that's something the Cardinals have on their side, because the defense for the Atlanta Falcons sucks. That's my analysis. Their defense blows. The Cardinals are below average. The Falcons are below average. The Cardinals are C-minus D+. The Falcons are going to detention every week because they can't get their grades up. So when it comes to that, at least there is solace the Cardinals can have, can hold with that, that it, they could potentially outscore the Falcons. The Cardinals' defense may not hold the Falcons under 30 points, but that doesn't mean the Cardinals can't score 40 against this defense. Yes, with a rookie quarterback. Yes, with a hobbled running back. The Cardinals can do that. I will talk lead story regarding that in a moment on Locked On Cardinals. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code KICKOFF at checkout to receive a discount of up to $100. Promo code KICKOFF, Vivid Seats app at checkout to receive a discount of up to $100. Locked On Cardinals, second segment. Alex Clancy here. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Atlanta Falcons coming into town, and the Cardinals can win this game. Now you're Locked On Cardinals lead story. I'm Alex Clancy. Yes, I said it. The Arizona Cardinals can win this game. Things happen that are unexplainable all the time in the NFL. If you look at the rosters, if you look at the history, if you look at the experience, the Atlanta Falcons have the Cardinals in spades. They have the Cardinals all the weight. 100% of the weight is with the Atlanta Falcons. They have the experience. They have the numbers. They have the quarterback. They have the receivers. They have the running back. All of those things are on the offensive side. I guess you could say Vic Beasley may be the third best player if you're going to line up all of the defensive players for both teams and rank them. And he would have been like the sixth if the Cardinals were healthy. The Cardinals can win this game. Big survivor pool choice is the Atlanta Falcons this week. It's going to be the get-right game. It's going to be the, oh, the Cardinals have a long way to go game. It's going to be the Falcons are the team that starts slow this year and will make a playoff push game. Because there's always one of those teams. There's always one of those teams that starts 1-4, 2-4, 3-5, that makes this 6 or 7 game push in the meat of the season that you see when the graphics come up in week 11, week 12, week 13 with the playoff picture and they're in the hunt or actually in a wild card spot. And the Atlanta Falcons are a hot team that people are saying that could be them this year. Not so fast if they can't get by the Arizona Cardinals. Again, on the offensive side, the Atlanta Falcons have all of the good players. All of them. Not named Larry Fitzgerald. All of them. Because you put Kyler Murray in the middle, maybe right ahead of Calvin Ridley and right behind Devontae Freeman. David Johnson right there too. But sweet mother, the Atlanta Falcons offense is for real. They score a lot of points, and the defense gives up more points than the offense scores. That's how the Cardinals can win this game. By showing off all of the toys, all of the juice, all of the knowledge that the team now has through training camp and 5 weeks, so it'll be upwards of 6 weeks of playing time with the new offense. They'll show it all. This is all pending on David Johnson being healthy. Chase Edmonds, it may be his time to shine. But if we've seen anything through this offense, at least with receivers, doesn't matter what the names are, as long as they can run the routes and catch the balls, they can thrive in this offense and the Cardinals can score touchdowns. They can score points. The Arizona Cardinals, let's just put it this way. This ain't going to be a 13-10 final score. Whatever the over-under is at this point, take the over. And I'm saying whatever the over-under is because it's Thursday, and who knows what the fluctuation is going to be over the next 72 hours with that line in Vegas. The Arizona Cardinals will need to play a flawless offensive game if they want to win. Maybe getting a little help from the defense, little Chandler Jones, little Terrell Suggs, sack, strip sack, recovery, fumbles, interceptions, whatever. It'll help. It'll be a bonus. But this is an offense versus offense, Sacramento Kings versus Dallas Mavericks 7-game series shootout mid-2000s. when there were 135 points scored for each team a game, it go to overtime, whoever had the ball last won, that's what we could be looking at on Sunday. It's going to be exciting, and I'll tell you what, it's going to tell a lot about both teams. Because if the Cardinals win, Dan Quinn gets fired. If the Falcons win by three touchdowns, they regress all the way back to the Carolina after that Carolina loss. It's going to be Armageddon once again in Arizona, and people are going to completely forget that this is a rebuilding situation with a first-time head coach, a first-time rookie quarterback, and no secondary players that are healthy, not named Byron Murphy. Impact guys, I should say. So this will tell the tale of the future for both of these teams, at least the foreseeable future. Dan Quinn may not have a job, and the Cardinals may be hitting that red button again in panic mode. The Dan Quinn hot seat situation is understandable if the Cardinals win on Sunday. Since the Super Bowl, where Dan Quinn seemingly got a pass, it was all Kyle Shanahan and the offensive play calling, and when you're up 28-3, you run the ball more, blah, 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 blah. And now it's all come to a head over the last couple seasons where they've underperformed, and Dan Quinn is on the hot seat, especially if you lose to the Cardinals. I get that. The other part, people just need to chill the hell out with the Cardinals. First-year head coach, rookie quarterback, depleted secondary. Need I say more? The offensive line's still bad. Steve Keim's still the GM. These are still the things that are the foundation of this team. So another loss, you know, is whatever. I mean, this is what we expected to happen in some capacity. The problem with all of this is that this is the winnable month. September was the winnable month of games. Starting now, and maybe take away next week against the Giants, it's murderer's row for the rest of the season for the Cardinals. And all of these games they're losing, they're all the home games. It's all the home games. So it just compounds the issue that the Carolina loss, people didn't expect that much of a discrepancy. The Cardinals, I picked the Cardinals to win that game against Carolina. They did not. The Seattle game should have been a little bit more competitive than it was. Detroit for three quarters was a joke. So if the Cardinals get blown out, like, I don't know, 38-13, it's going to be a problem, but it's the same problem we've had. It's the same problem. I mean, it's not something that is novel or new. The number that everybody's going to be looking at is how many points the Cardinals score. This defense is awful. The Seattle defense the Cardinals played was awful, but they couldn't get a lot going. A couple of missed field goals. If the Cardinals only score 17 or 20 points against this awful defense, that is a bigger issue than them losing by five touchdowns, in my opinion. The defense, people are already starting to see, is not as good as we thought when it was constructed this offseason. Jordan Hicks has played well. He's worth the money. Terrell Suggs looks older, but his price point wasn't astronomical. It wasn't the game of 5-year, $40 million deal. It wasn't like that, so where there were expectations. Jordan Hicks is playing well. Robert Alvarez has been hurt. Patrick Peterson, suspended. Tremaine Brock now, hurt. TJ Swearinger, released. Now you're looking at Jalen Deontay Thompson, his safeties. Buda Baker has played fine, but he hasn't stood out. Like, he hasn't taken the leap that everybody thought he made this year, but he's still young. And Byron Murphy's shown flashes that he's going to be a top five corner in this league at some point. But this isn't out of the realm of possibility for them to lose by five touchdowns on Sunday. It's not. I mean, this is one of the best offenses that we've seen in recent history in the Atlanta Falcons. But there's also a chance that the Cardinals win 40-35. It's all predicated upon the game flow that the Arizona Cardinals offense can sustain. It's all predicated upon how much of the clock of the 60 minutes that they could keep Matt Ryan off the field. When you play Tom Brady, when you play Aaron Rodgers, when you play whatever, Patrick Mahomes, Philip Rivers is very good at this. The Chargers are always at the bottom of game flow. Speed takes a lot of the game clock, of the play clock, every down. Because the best defense against a top-tier quarterback is keeping them off the damn field. The Cardinals are averaging 28 minutes in time of possession per game. That's still towards the bottom. And you know what? Listen, I know that, like, Kansas City, their time of possession isn't 36 minutes a game, but they can score in two plays. The Cardinals' sustained ability when it comes to drives usually becomes stagnant at around the 10 or 11-yard line field goal. So if you're going to not have the ball for that long and try and get points put up on the board, you better be scoring touchdowns. Gives your defense some wiggle room. Gives your defense some leniency. Because that defense is on the field more than what the average defense is on. I'm going to talk about this more next here on Locked On Cardinals. But by I brought up the spread on Sunday. Man, I don't know where this number will lay. I don't know where it's going to end up because it's such a polarizing matchup. Two below average defenses against, you know, and there's one young offense that can put up points and there's a powerhouse offense. So I have a question for you. Do you ever find yourself wishing you could make a little extra cash with your NFL knowledge? Well, at MyBookie, they want to make your dream come true this season. Right now, all players are invited to play in the free $50,000 Survivor contest. Winner takes all. Contest starts October 8th and closes October 14th before the start of Monday Night Football. Pick one team each week, so about the longest, and you can take home $50,000 in cash. Make a successful deposit with MyBookie, and you'll receive a free entry into the contest today. Between football season, the Major League Baseball playoffs, and the start of the NBA and NHL season, it's time to get off the sideline and get into action. Get in on all the action. If you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay. For instance, you like a couple big things, or a couple things, big favorites, maybe, in 1 week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple games together for a much bigger payout. So if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing. Go to mybookie.ag because no one gives you more ways to win. And if you really want to support your team this season, don't just sit on the sidelines. Get in the game with MyBookie. And if you join right now, MyBookie will double your first deposit. Double. Use promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. That's promo code LOCKEDON to double your cash. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Final segment, Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy here. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. Thank you so much for everybody who listens. Thank you for people that leave reviews on Apple Podcasts, etc. Really like all the information. I do. Bo does. We want to make this a podcast that's catered to what you like to hear with our twist on it. Atlanta Falcons coming into town on Sunday. There's no telling what's going to happen. At least in the first several games of this season so far for the Cardinals, we had an idea. We could have been wrong as to what was going to happen, but at least I had an idea of what I thought was going to happen. Detroit. Thought it was going to be close, thought it was going to be ugly, thought the Cardinals could potentially get a win. That is in no means what happened, even though the score ended up a tie. I thought the Cardinals would get outmanned and beat by a couple scores in Baltimore week two. Yeah, kind of. Kind of. It was closer than people expected. I thought they would win against Carolina at home. Oh boy, wrong. But at least I thought it's a quarterback that was undrafted. The offense wasn't good. The defense was suspect compared to what it was a couple years ago. And Christian McCaffrey just ran wild, and Kyle Allen looked like Tom Brady. So I was wrong, but at least I thought that I had an idea of what was going to happen. And then Seattle pretty much happened the way it was supposed to, and then Cincinnati, I thought they were going to get a win, and they did. And I thought it was going to be ugly, and it was. I have no idea what's going to happen on Sunday. There isn't even an idea of what's going to happen on Sunday. There are scenarios of what could happen, like any situation, so that's not what I'm talking about. But sweet mother, I have no idea what's going to happen. 40-20. Either side could win 40-20. A coach could get fired. The Cardinals could go back into the doldrums. They have no, and not like the Cardinals are out of the doldrums now. It's not like they're above water now. But I have no idea what's coming on Sunday. What would I like to see happen? I'll talk about that tomorrow. What I think will happen, I have no idea. Maybe in 24 hours, this podcast will be null and void because something will come to me and I'll have a game plan for what I think is going to happen. But I don't see that happening. I need to build a game plan to see if the game plan of my brain will get put together to see what happens on Sunday, because I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think I'm going to know what's going to happen. It's exciting. This part of my job is exciting. This part of being a sports fan is exciting. Not necessarily for the Falcons, more for the Cardinals. The Falcons have everything to lose in this game. Everything to lose. Seriously, everything. They could lose their coach if the Cardinals lose, if the Falcons lose on Sunday. This would be an inexcusable loss for the Atlanta Falcons with what they have on offense. I don't care if you put out high school players on defense. This is inexcusable for Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, Mohamed Sanu, Austin Hooper, Devontae Freeman, Ito Smith, Matt Ryan against Byron Murphy, Buda Baker, Jalen Thompson, Deontay Thompson, Jordan Hicks, Terrell Suggs, and Chandler Jones. Like, I don't... The pass rush will be there. Pass rush will be there for the Cardinals. But that secondary may as well be a college football secondary, because they were, most of them were in college last year. And you're going up against a top five receiver in the league, a top five up-and-coming receiver in the league, and one of the best slot guys in the game still. Mohamed Sanu's sneaky good. You ever play fantasy football? Mohamed Sanu's sneaky good. So I will leave you with the fact that I have no idea what's going to happen on Sunday, but the Cardinals, you should be excited, Cardinals fans. I'm excited, and you should not get any sleep for the next 72 hours if you're an Atlanta Falcons fan, because the future of your franchise may completely change if you lose on Sunday to the Arizona Cardinals. Alex Clancy, Locked On Cardinals. We'll talk to you tomorrow.